It's like, man, I'm depressed. I can't wait to talk to people.
Oh, my God. Dude, so, yeah, for my brother's restaurant in 30 days, I've been doing, I'm 4 days.
Oh, you're going vegan?
3 days vegan. It's
wow.
Piece of cake, dude. So really? Easy. So fucking easy. The only thing is, dude, day one, I think it's unrelated, I get a monstrous hemorrhoid, bro.
Really?
Monstrous. External. The Ooh. Size of a fucking, like a,
what?
I almost said grapefruit. The size of like a marble.
Oh, my
on
God.
On my fucking asshole. I didn't know what it was. I walked around all day like, my ass feels weird. Like normal, like digging in my ass, scratching it. I would just like, as I was walking, instinctively spread my cheeks. So I was in my house. I'd reach down my sweatpants and be like, like, that feels better. So I like irritated this thing to no fucking end, dude. Cause it was just like one side of my ass was killing me. And I was like, oh, goddamn, I took a weird shit. Fucking dude. It's a monstrous hemorrhoid. The point where like, I'm talking like eclipsing
my butthole.
You
gotta go to the doctors, dude. They're gonna tuck that in for you.
No, they're not. Here's my thing.
They would just like let it ride?
Yeah, because it's external. The internal ones, they push them. My aunt said, my aunt's like, come over, I'll push it back. And I'm like, no, it's external, I can't do it. So, dude, luckily,
that's got to be like surgical if it stays bad.
It's been like 6-7 days.
What?
Shane, I have a fucking, it burst this morning.
Oh, dude.
It burst. I have gauze in my ass right now, bro.
Oh, no.
My boxers are splattered in blood. That's how fucking dedicated I am. Do you ever see me getting up and sitting down all weird? My ass is fried. It's over, dude.
Damn.
My ass is fucked up.
Damn.
They could take it off.
I thought you had some of the best gay pussy around. Now it's done. Those days are over. This is like giving birth to gay. This is like when a gay pussy gives birth.
Dude, so the
first hemorrhoids?
So for hemorrhoids, it's like the reasons for it are like constipation, which I haven't been having at all. Being overweight, being constipated, all this stuff. And I go to the doctor and he's like, yeah, this is weird. Like, you don't have any of the symptoms. The last thing that it could be, butt fucking. And so the whole time I'm in there, I'm just like, what the fuck you mean by that, bro? He's like, oh, it's just an anomaly.
It's weird. The only symptom you could possibly have is if you've been butt fucking.
Well, every time I've been like sitting there with these guys, I've seen two different people. And they're like, yeah, it's just, you know, some of the time these things happen. In my head, I'm like, if you think I'm fucking butt fucking,
these
bro,
guys
I'm not.
All are sitting
and
there like, definitely butt
being
fucking.
Being how bad these are.
And you have a goatee.
Exactly, dude. So I've been getting like
you're holding in a Honda Civic and a goatee.
People
and you're
been
like,
throwing
my
shade
butt's
on me,
destroyed.
Dude.
They're like, all right, gay dude. Well,
people have been throwing. It's just, this weekend's been nothing but different doctors just being like, yeah, weird. I mean, hey, these things happen. I'm like, dude, fucking say.
You see
it,
a click. He's
fucking
like, I don't know. You're not overweight. You weren't powerlifting. You weren't. Your diet seems fun. Oh yeah.
Twice I've been like, well, it could be from working out. And he's like, what? You like powerlift? I'm like. I hit the bag. He's like, dude, unless you're throwing like 300 pounds over your head, it's definitely not from lifting. I'm like, all right. I mean, yeah, I work out pretty fucking hard. I mean, well, it's all relative to what people do. I mean, dude, battle ropes, a squat for those. I could pop one out. Dude, this thing's been like a fucking forever. I've been like limping around. I went to go to urgent care and they're like, no, go to the ER.
You went to black Muslim lady urgent care?
No, this is a different urgent care. That one, they bulldozed that one, dude.
Definitely.
That one might have got hit by a drone strike.
Like the move.
You get like 2 Yelp stars, they come in and drone strike your business. And it's done. So this one, that one's gone. It got shut down. So I called Jefferson. I'm like, yo, here's my situation. First of all, I have to call people. I'm like, I have a hemorrhoid on my asshole. And I know I'm only talking to the secretary. they're like, okay. She goes, hold on, doctor call. He goes, the doctor is this lady. She goes, go to the hospital. They'll deal with the problem. You don't want to come here. We don't have the means.
How shitty is that with doctor's office? That when you're talking to the secretary and they're like, what's wrong?
Oh, it's
like
sucks.
Let us know what
that's
is
what
wrong.
Go,
so
what's
we can tell
on?
The doctor.
I go,
it's like,
a hemorrhoid. And they
well,
go,
it's
oh,
fucking
okay.
embarrassing. So
exactly, and I know who I'm talking to right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're definitely 15 minutes late. You were like, it's fucking bullshit. My fucking boyfriend. But I'm like, I don't want to tell you my shit.
Yeah,
dude.
I can't tell
you. You have
my...
all my personal information.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the? I know. I'll
go ahead,
back.
Please. Go ahead.
The time I called in late for work, I was hungover as fuck.
Yeah.
Drunk the next morning, and I called in sick, and I was like, I can't come in and work. I have a hemorrhoid.
Where was this?
Ardmore Toyota.
Okay, yeah.
I called in and said I had hemorrhoids.
Did
so
you?
I couldn't come in.
That's the most, dude.
And the boss was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I have hemorrhoids, dude. There's no way I can even sit down at the desk. And he's like, well, you could stand. I was like, you're going to make me stand at the desk?
See, he's never had hemorrhoids. If anyone called,
No, this is what his thing was. He was a big obese dude.
So he's like,
he's got hemorrhoids while I'm talking to him.
So it's like a girl calling another girl. I'm like, I have my period. I can't come
in. She's like, I'm on my period right now. I bleed too, bitch.
Let's go. Yeah, dude, oh, my God.
You can never hit the obese manager with I have hemorrhoids. But I went for it, and he called my bluff. I pretty much got fired like that week.
Let me see him.
Yeah. Holy I got fired like shit. That week from that.
Yeah, my dude, so my brother was talking hemis with me because he got them before. And he said he was at work talking to my uncle. And my one uncle was like, yeah. My asshole's always kind of soft and squishy. He has them all the time. And I'm like, dude, this would get me out. If I were butt-fucking, I would stop.
Yeah.
Like, if I was gay and I got one of these from being gay, I'd be like, I'd become a priest, dude. I would not be gay after this.
You're going to become a priest? Yeah.
I was trying to think, like, what are the... I'm like, oh, yeah, the priesthood's a good escape route.
But that's probably like, how many... That's how probably priests... There's so many gay priests.
From hemis?
They got roided out, and then for they sure. join the priesthood, and then the gay urges are still there. And then that hemorrhoid goes away, and it's like, ooh.
Or if you're someone scared of getting your butt destroyed, who better to diddle around with than a prepubescent boy?
Young boy will not penetrate too hard.
Give me a little tiny penis, boy.
Give me a little weenus, dude. Give me a little dingus.
He's like, but why me? And he's like, oh, I can't tell you.
Because I'll get hemorrhoids, and that's embarrassing. Now, come here.
Some big Polish guy with a wide dick gave me a fat hemorrhoid. Apparently, Polish dudes have fat fucking dicks.
Yeah, well, Polish people are dumb.
That's
and
true.
And the dumber you are, the bigger your dick is. That's why Asian people's got tiny dicks.
Do you know that there's a the Temple of Doom, what it's based off of from Indiana Jones?
No, what?
It's this Indian... There's a temple... for this, I forget where it is, somewhere in India or somewhere like that. And there's this, like, the Temple of Doom is this thing built into a mountain, and it's just a huge statue of a dick. And, like, people go there every year and are like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's just a big, fat stone dick. It's like the, whatever Indian god, I think Shiva or someone who, like, can create it and destroys the world. It's like Shiva or someone else is just a big, fat statue of his dick. That's like, one of their tourism attractions. They have
that's
a
awesome.
Fucking huge dong statue.
They set it out for baby girls to go visit Southeast Asia and be like, oh, my God, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, like, open with their sexuality. Sorry you're closed about it. Like, I'm not closed. I just don't want you dancing with other dudes.
I don't want you going to the Temple of Doom.
Don't go to the Temple of Doom in the Poconos.
Dude, there's got to be so many fucking Indian chads who are like, it's not even that big.
Yeah.
Oh. That's it? Oh, that's it? That's Shiva's dick?
Fucking Indian Krizzles that's rolling around?
Yeah, dude. Oh, that's nothing.
Yo, I was going to quit.
Send me a pic, please, of Tablet.
I thought about, send me your bubs. I thought about quitting school, but I was like, nah, dude.
Nah.
Fuck that. That's going to... Now that I'm full, but dude, if I go keto, it's going to cancel out the mouth cancer.
For sure.
100%. Keto cures all diseases.
Well, those sticks, dude, those nitrates will get in there and burn a tumor down, dude.
The cheese and meat I just ate, that's going to cure everything.
That's like a decoy calling the cancer to your ass. It's like, hey, down here. And the cancer's like, wait, I think it's getting good down the ass. Then you fucking go out of ketosis. Where were we at again? Like, I think we're going to the mouth. They're like, all right, let's just get out of here.
We got to get the fuck out of here.
What's going on
meat
here?
Meat and cheese is just coursing through my veins right now, beating the fuck out of cancer. That's in my body right now. It's basically a fucking alt-right Antifa.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Antifa is cancer, dude. Meat and cheese is alt-right.
If we were on the magic school bus right now, the meat and cheese comes out of the stomach and is in, like, your cell to, like, a cellular level, like, shut the fuck, get the fuck out of here. You're fucking gay, cancer.
Oh, I think you can easily get hemorrhoids on a keto diet, though.
It comes from constipation, yeah.
Well, meat and cheese.
Meat and cheese could do it.
That'll fucking
plug you up. I got a prescription to stool stuffer.
Hate to see you lean like that.
I have to sit on my left ass cheek. I'm a bleeder, bro.
Damn.
Dude, my fucking sweet angel's been tending to my ass, dude. Brought us together.
Your lady's tended to your ass?
My butt mom, dude. She's been fucking...
Your butt mommy?
My butt mommy, dude. Mammy. This is how I discovered it at hemorrhoids.
Sorry, I was very racist.
My butt mammy? Is mammy a black term?
Mammy's a racist term for a black lady.
I always call my man mammy.
Could try it tonight. Just be like, thank you, mammy.
She would just laugh.
She would definitely laugh.
I call my mom mammy. I didn't know. I'm like, mammy. I didn't know. It was like a racially charged
thing. I think mammy's
statement.
Like a southern...
That's what it was. Like mammal.
Like a house slave would be...
Is it a mammy?
Well, like they would take care of the kids.
Oh.
Like, that's my mammy.
Dude, that's Iceberg Slim in his audiobook, his story of his life, Pimp, the story of my life, they always say, like, you wish you never fell out your mammy's ass. And like that, I think they, like, black dudes might, like, southern black dudes might call their moms their mammies. But I see what you're saying. If you have, like, you have, like, a black mammy and a
that's your butt
white
mammy.
Mommy.
You got a butt mammy.
I got a butt mammy, dude.
You got a butt mammy right
dude,
now.
Dude, my sweet angel, dude. Has
that's
been,
amazing she's doing that.
Dude, I didn't know what it was. So I'm like, my fucking ass feels weird. She's like, lay down. Let me see it. And I was like, no. She's like, let me see your ass. I was like, literally, I was like, you know what? One time I sat on a pint glass in Ireland and cut my ass. I didn't even let my mom see my ass. And she's like, let me see your fucking ass. I was like, fine. I laid down. Dude, she spread them out and went, holy fucking shit. Oh. You have a humongous hemorrhoid. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, how big? Took a picture. Took a picture, dude.
Can I see the picture?
I'll show you. You want to see the picture?
Yes.
Holy, dude. She takes
holy
a picture.
Holy shit.
I can show you the whole journey. She's been taking a picture every single day.
What the bro, fuck? This is going to be rough to look at.
Oh, dude. It's going to be. This is going to fuck you up. Here they are.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah, so she fucking. She cleans my ass, first of all.
I know that.
I couldn't clean
I know your butt, man.
No.
Been cleaning your butt for a while.
Now, that's one thing in the shower. Now, I'm like on the bed, face down, feet on the ground. And she makes me hold a cheek because her other hand's swabbing. She's like, hold your ass. Dude, her and medical professionals, when someone goes to, like, check your ass out, they fucking open you up like yeah. a hood of a car, dude. They just go honk, and you're like, ah! Dude, the lady touched my ass in the hospital. There was a guy who had to come in. So when you're in the ER and someone's, like, fucking with your ass, they bring, like, a security nurse. There's this, like, Jack Black dude who came
down.
In. No, he, like, stands by the curtain to, like, make sure no one comes in and disrupts. So he just, like...
He guards butts?
Yeah, it was like the dude from the Dr. Phil show, dude. It was like a fucking bald dude just stood in front of the thing, and a lady opens my asshole and just goes, whoo, finger on my fucking butthole. And I go, oh, and made the most disgusting, confused noise, dude, in front of her. Fucking
and the
bodyguard.
Dude.
And I, dude, and the guy just walked out, and I asked my girlfriend, I was like, did that guy look at me? What face was he making? He's like, I didn't fucking like it was like she did it so fast. I went, oh, dude, it was the worst fucking noise, dude.
Whoa.
And she goes, the guy was trying as hard as possible not to look. And I was like, fuck, good
damn,
man.
Dude, this is terrible.
It was horrible. So that was the ER. And then I call, they're like, you got to set up an appointment. Like,
let me see this thing.
All right, let me show you. They're like, there's nothing we can do about this. So I'm like, fuck.
Damn, you're roided out that hard.
Dude, I'm fucked up.
Medical professionals are like, we've never seen anything like it.
Well, they were telling me, they're like, hemorrhoids can get the size of, like, a golf ball, apparently. Like, apparently, like, they were saying mine was small potatoes, but I'm like, dude, how? Like, this thing is fucked. And they're like, yeah, man, if that thing hits the size of a golf ball, we'll cut it out, but we don't like to cut them out. And it's like, so I'm thinking this is, like, a reason they don't cut them out. And I talked to another doctor, and like, nah, you can cut them out, it doesn't matter. I'm like, do these guys just not want to fuck with my ass at all? I think they think you're ugly. I've been getting excuses. They might think you're ugly. Like, this, just, well... Me and my girlfriend look like a crackhead couple. That's a whole other issue.
I know that. We've talked about that.
I bought her matching sweatpants from Walmart, so we roll around with matching sweatpants.
Interracial couple in sweatpants. They got, especially white guy.
I know.
Only thing on their mind is crack. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
My hemorrhoids pressing against the gauze as I laugh and it hurts. Oh, I got to find my deleted photos.
Oh, man. I am.
Shane, you're going to be so
gotta
happy
see
to see
it. I got to see it. I feel like it's.
Here we go.
I feel like it's important for me to see
some
this.
Of these. Excuse me, I think are in like live cam.
Yeah, don't give me the live cam.
All right, I'll give you the journey of this thing.
No. Just give me one picture.
This was day one.
Oh, Maddie.
That was day one, dude.
Maddie,
you see the fucking vein in there?
Stop.
That's a vein. Hold on.
It's like purple,
dude. This is it today. Don't mind the little bit of poop in my butt. That was today when it bursted, dude.
Oh my god!
It's bleeding in my pants. Look at that thing. I got a vein just pushing blood out of my ass right now.
Oh, my God, dude.
Everyone I call is just like...
That's not just a hemorrhoid, dude. Of course it is a hemorrhoid, but like...
Dude, you should cut this thing off.
That's a hemorrhoid.
I have poor people insurance, dude. I get the free shit insurance, and like you go in, and they're just like, you're fine. Like, I had normal health care, and I know how it's supposed to work. If you roll in with the freebie Obamacare, dude, they're just kind of like, first of all, you meet a student... And he's doing, I'll do like the intakes and stuff with people. So this guy will like meet me and be like, how's it going, bud? And I'm like, I'm all right. And he's like, got any plans this year? And I'm like, are you doing like fucking pre-planned small talk with me, bro? Like, just fucking look at my ass. I don't like, how's your new year so far? And I'm like, this is the shit they train you to do when you're dealing
with
people.
Which is really funny because if you're a student training, like with that small talk, that would work if you had reasonable, rich like customers that came in, like, are you planning? Well, yes, I'm thinking about doing the keto diet, and I got a lot of big plans. But instead, he's dealing with poor people. They're like, shut the fuck up, dude. My ass hurts. Come on. Fuck, are you doing a pre-planned bullshit, dude? I got a fucking hemorrhoid in my ass. It's killing me.
That's exactly what he was doing. He's like, how's everything else? Because I got to ask you, like, other questions.
You got to score some drugs, dude.
For what? Wait, why? For
pain.
For pain pills? I was thinking. Well, I was thinking about the fact that, like,
sick if you got into pain pills
off my hemorrhoid.
You got a dick. If you slipped into heroin off your hemorrhoid.
Just another story like the rest, dude. The thing I was thinking of is that the preparation H has something that's in allergy medicines. It constricts the blood vessel.
Yeah.
So it's something that one of those like analogs or whatever to meth. It's like, that'd be so sick if I slipped into meth smoking from liking the buzz off my prep H, and I was like. I just smoked a fat fucking some shards of glass.
That's because it's preparing you for
H. People like, how'd you get into it? And I was just like,
did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, preparation, I mean, H, dude.
Yeah, it's preparing you for H.
It is.
Yeah, it's getting you into heroin.
I'll go from meth to H.
Yeah.
I'll be like so edgy. I'm like, I need to come down. So I want to be like, here. I'm like, I never got shot before. I'm like, I'll do it for you.
Mm.
You're going to hate me for the rest of your life. I'm like, just fucking do it.
Just do it, man. I got nothing.
Wish
to
I could see that Indian doctor right now, dude. So yeah, they have this guy who comes. He's a student. And he's like, hey, what's up, man? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, he's kind of nervous, and you're like, I don't know how much I like this. And then, like, the head doctor comes in. They're like, yep, everything's good. Doesn't even look at you. So just you're like a test subject. Like,
yeah.
Same with my dentist, dude. When I got my teeth, when I got a cavity, first time I ever had a I had like eight when I went and saw him because I hadn't been for like 8 years. It was my first cavity. This dude's drilling in my mouth and goes, oh, shit. Oh, I didn't mean to go that deep. And I'm like, what the fuck? I had to sign a waiver saying dentistry is not an exact science. Being like, you know, if anything happens, it's not our fault. And I was like, yeah, it is. Fuck, do you guys go to dentistry school for? Otherwise, I'll just let, like, my dad pull out my fucking teeth.
What?
Dude, you have poor people insurance. It's a whole subworld of fucking doctors. People just learn on you.
What it's a world. Fucked. What a world.
It's fucked, dude. I know the truth.
You know the truth. You
I
live
had a good
the,
pediatrician, dude.
You have the plight of, you're impoverished. You're in America. And people, you know.
Well, no, that's the thing. I'm not. I'm just cheap. Spell all my I'm like, $175 a month? Get the fuck out
fuck
of here.
Fuck that. I'll be a test subject. I'll go down to the strip mall and let these fucking inner city teens train on me.
No, it's really me and all of inner city teens. Yeah. We're the gerbils. I'll go in there and it's just like a young black lady with five kids. And I'm sitting there like, I'm not signing this. And I'm looking at her like, don't fucking sign this shit. They can't have a fucking disclaimer. That
yeah. She's like, I'm going to sign it. Fuck you.
There's a dentist who's
sorry about that voice.
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
But yeah, the lady was like, hon, they never mess up. They'll be, this is a lady at the desk. She's like, that's just something you got to sign. I was just like, what the fuck? What I do too is I hold the clipboard until the doctor calls me, and then I just chuck the clipboard in the back and go get seen. I don't sign any of their shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you sign releases to give your information away to, like, I guess Facebook apparently has been trying to gather medical information because they want to build a Facebook of everyone's medical information. Yeah. Not having that. So I'll take the clipboard and I'll hold it. Or I'll take one of the pieces of paper out that I don't want to sign and crumple that up.
Yeah.
And then hand the clipboard back right before I go in. Because they're not going to stop the process. I go in and get seen and come out and the lady don't even notice. Yeah, dude.
I gotta be honest with you. This meat and cheese just hit my stomach pretty hard.
You're entering like, full ketosis.
I'm getting like cramps, dude. Dude, ketosis is horrible. I think you get the flu.
They say it's a keto flu. Yeah, you feel fluish. Dude, I'm telling you, I've been doing plant-based. It's so easy. This is the easiest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, but you're not getting the full, dude. Imagine
my asshole's bleeding right
imagine
now.
Imagine ketosis, dude.
That's true. I'll
be a full king.
I've gone for keto. The funny thing is, since I went to the plant-based, I've been shitting twice a day. So I've been sitting on the toilet. It's like, oh God. Deep breath. Oh, here it's coming. And dude, it's so shitting with the hemorrhoid. It sucks. And you have to clean the thing off and like wipe around like the sorest part of your body.
Dude.
It comes, dude. My fucking shit.
How
burst.
Bad does it hurt?
Hurts like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
this is the least it's hurt.
I had one hemorrhoid.
External or internal?
It was external. That hurt like that. Like, I was taking a shit. I felt like I was going to throw up.
Yeah, it's
like
horrible.
It hurt so bad. I felt like I could have cried.
Yeah, dude, it sucks.
It was so bad.
It sucks.
That was the one I went outside and told my dad. He was like, on the living room, and I was like, holy shit. He was like, what's wrong with you?
You knew you had a hemorrhoid?
Yeah, I was like sweating.
Fuck.
I was like, that was a hemorrhoid. I came out, and I was like, I have fucking hemorrhoids. And he was like, he was so happy. He was delighted that I had it.
My brother was pretty pumped. He's like, yeah, I heard you got a little jelly bean going on.
Everybody's so happy to make fun of you for having hemorrhoids.
It
Not
sucks.
Me, dude. I support you.
Dude, I called Gerben. First person I called. I was like, Gerben.
The good doctor,
I'm going to get you a pad, bro. I know why Gerben loves science so much now. I was like an aborigine, like in the woods, dude. Just like fat science, aborigine dude. Chugging. You don't know what's going on. As soon as my ass hurt like this, I'm like, I would instantly have converted to Christianity. Some dude came down and gave me a lollipop and like cut this off my ass. I'd be like, dude.
They figured it
Father,
out.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Like, I would have fully been like, fuck my
God. So tribe, you worship dude. The Gerb dog now.
Yeah, I worship science, dude. Now I know why he loves David Deutsch, dude.
Oh, man.
That's the quest for knowledge, dude. Some guy had this thing on his ass.
Dick hemorrhoid. Like,
fuck this, dude. Fuck the tree god, dude. I'm about to go full fucking science. It fucking hurts, dude.
I can't. It's
no
funny.
One will cut it off my ass. I'm like, yo, you can cut these. And they're like, yeah, we don't like to do that anymore. I'm like, is there any reason? They're like, just give it a couple more days.
That thing's crazy.
It's excruciating.
Yo, did you ever see Ari Shaffir's hemorrhoids?
No. See, bro. Apparently, they kept saying, like, yo, they're going to keep coming back. And I was like, no.
Yeah, you're going
to
have
that forever.
Can you
guys, like, give me a fake butthole or something? Give me a PVC tube, dude. I don't want a butthole anymore.
I've been roided up a couple times.
Really?
Since.
I've never
real had... Real light. But all of a sudden, you'll just see there's, like, blood in your asshole.
I don't see. I've had that. I've had blood in my asshole, and I was business as usual.
I know. That's business as usual, but I'm pretty sure that's hemorrhoids. That thing you got.
This thing's the fucking
that's the
king, dude.
That is a
this
monster.
This is a level boss, dude.
That's a mega Godzilla, dude.
This thing fucking sucks, dude. This is like a scene in battle right now in like a movie, dude. You're just holding me in your arms as I die.
I feel horrible, dude, because looking at that picture was... That thing looked like a grape. It was like
man.
Purple.
Just fucked up.
Just looks like a
God
purple grape on his butthole.
Angel, dude.
You had a nice butthole, though. Not that hairy.
Dude, that's what my girlfriend said. She goes, you know, you all things considered, minus the hemorrhoid, she goes, you have a pretty nice butthole. And I thought she was buttering me up, but here it comes,
no,
too.
I would do it.
So I did have bomb-ass gay pussy.
You did have bomb-ass gay pussy until this.
More,
now
bro.
It's
unless
done.
There's some fucking, you know.
I can't even. I bet. I have no idea what my asshole looks like.
This is probably my anal cherry just popping out because I'm so fucking hetero.
You're wet.
So come and get me,
you're
gay
ready.
Guys.
No one can pop you.
Apparently a turd did today.
Turd made
actually,
me come.
Actually, no. When in my sleep, I woke up and had full fucking period boxers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
girlfriend
dude.
Was so happy, dude.
Oh, my God.
Just nothing but people happy about me joining their fucking miserable lives, dude. My brother's like, I heard you got a jelly bean. My girlfriend's like, how's it feel now to wake up with blood all in your underwear? And I'm like, yeah, this fucking sucks.
That's really terrible,
glad
man.
I got you guys all in my fucking corner fucking
well,
relishing in my misery.
I'm not happy.
I mean, dude, it is what it is. I'm trucking through it. I started reading a book this weekend. And I, you know, had plenty of time on my hands because I just sat there like a fucking idiot.
I spelled hemorrhoids
dude,
like a fucking idiot.
I can't. I still don't know how to spell hemorrhoids.
HEMORRHOIDS.
Nice. I tried. I was like Googling stuff with my girlfriend. You know, when you click something on Google, it's like pink already. So she's like, let's read about it. Every single thing on page one had already been clicked. Dude, I'd already done my research.
If you see, Ari Shaffir's hemorrhoids were the grossest fucking things I've
does
ever
seen. Does
he
have like a cluster of them?
He has like a pussy. He has like a thick vagina what? For a butthole.
Dude, like, I'm doing, my life now is dedicated to not getting a hemorrhoid ever again. My mission in life. I don't want one of these ever again.
I think your diet will help.
I guess, but I didn't get a hemorrhoid until I started doing a plant-based diet. So now I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, maybe, have you ever dumped that much? Because you can get it from sitting and dumping
dude.
A lot.
Yeah, and I my thing is, I sit on the, I read. That's I do the Rosetta Stone and learn Spanish while I take a shit.
That's dude, that is exactly how I got it the first time. I was at work. It was when I was selling cars, learning Spanish. Maybe it has something to do with Spanish.
It could be.
For real.
Could be.
This could be the Chupacabra, dude.
It could be. Or
this could be the work of him trying to get you.
This might be some Aztecian shaman, dude, just
it
in
is.
Like thousands of years ago, just cursing our
I would
buttholes.
Take like 45-minute breaks at work. And just sit on the toilet, not even shitting, and just
damn.
Sitting there reading.
That's where it's from, because I get my squatty potty, and I put my butthole all the way up, and I fucking just, I'm just like, yo.
You're putting all the weight on your butthole.
Yo soy un camasita. Dude, I love those lessons where it's like.
Tengo hemorrhoid.
Some guy like, I have a shirt. My shirt is yellow.
I
preparing
can't
you for
it.
The real world.
I can't find it, but
it's
I'll
just,
show you
it's
later.
It's gross. It's a gross fucking hemorrhoid.
I'm sorry.
I believe it. Dude, look. No sympathy here, dude. I'm just riding. I'm fucking limping. I got a whole new lease on life, dude. Once this thing goes away, it's funny too because from the plant-based diet, I feel really good. Like I'm real light. I never feel like indigestion or anything. I'll definitely eat meat after 30 days, but it's funny because I feel great, but my asshole is fucked. So it's weird. It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
And since I had nothing to do the last like 3 days, I had to literally sit still, which I have a very hard time doing. So I'll just get really high and then just sit there and be like, my fucking butthole. feel so fucked up. Mm. And it was just, I'm like, this
one. You just got to lay on your stomach and try that.
Lay on my stomach. I watched Blue Velvet. Told you about that. That was tight.
Yeah.
I've been watching tons of movies, so. But yeah, once this thing, once I fucking conquer this disease, dude. This disease sucks.
It's crippling.
Dude. This disease sucks, dude.
It's the worst disease you can get. This is the cause. You have the worst disease.
This is the cause, dude. You should do a fucking, you should do a benefit show for hemorrhoids. 50% of adults get them, dude.
You, me, and Gerbys?
Yeah.
That'd be a good hemorrhoid show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, technically, we did a benefit show for hemorrhoids. Most of the money most of the money raised the night we did stand-up is going towards hemorrhoids treatment. All three of us went and bought Preparation H.
Dude, that would be fucking... That's an awesome cause. 50% of people by the age of 50 experience a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed of... Dude, I have no shame left. I had a show, the fucking doctor my ass. My girlfriend's been cleaning my ass for me. And then I showed an Indian dude my butthole, and he went, whoa. He opened it up, went, whoa, okay, that's a hemorrhoid. And I was just like,
oh.
Bruh. When people yeah. check your ass, you have to lay in the fetal position. So you lay on your left side and tuck the knees to your chest. He hit me from the side, dude.
Hitting it from the sides of the shit.
I mean, dude, he fucking did.
That might be my favorite pose.
I think the doctors flip through the Kama Sutra before you come in, and they're just like, stand on your head with your legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he Kama Sutra'd me onto his side.
Especially an Indian doctor?
Yeah.
That was straight sutra.
Oh, for sure, dude.
He hit you with it, and he was like, I wonder what I can get this gay dude to do. He was like, he looked at your charts and was like, oh, so he's just been getting butt fucked. All right. Is your butt hurt? What am I? Am I making you laugh in your
butt? That's a laugh-o-meter, dude. God gave me a laugh button, dude. I know when something's funny now. I'm like, oh, ow.
They should have you judge comedy shows. At the comedy competitions, they just bring you out. Like, what do you think of his score? You're like, oh,
ah. I just lift up the fucking piece of gauze, and I'm like, it's a lot of blood.
It's a lot of blood. He crushed.
This guy's got an entire red. If you get the entire thing red, it's a flag.
Oh, man.
Yeah, then I called. So they're like, all
right. Does it hurt right now? Is it just like...
It's uncomfortable.
Pretty consistent, dull pain.
So since, it was stinging, burning, dull, and itchy all at once for 5 days. And now it burst, but it's still bleeding. But now it doesn't hurt as much, but I'm continuously soaked in blood. My whole butthole area is like... I'm walking around just soaked in blood.
Damn, so you have a wet butt at all times?
I have a bloody asshole. I have like a war-torn asshole right now.
Oh, you do, dude. You're fucking butt mammy. He's like a Civil War doctor.
You're like
a wounded Confederate that went back to his...
I'm like an extra in one of those war movies just laying on the battlefield. Just like, all right, dude, lunch break. Just walking around with a total bloody asshole. It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it's funny because we were outside before the show, and I was like, I got something to tell you.
Yep.
Mine was, I'm going to try a diet. Yours was, my asshole is soaked in blood right now.
Soaked in blood, dude.
You got me beat, dude.
No, the keto diet, keto's fucking hard.
I'm worried to even bring it up because I'll almost definitely fail. I'm not sure.
Keto diet?
Yeah, we'll see. No.